Let's start off. Can I have you introduce yourself and your title?
I'm Emerson Nafziger, extension agronomist covering crops at the University of Illinois.
Okay, Mr. Nofsinger, and I was wondering, after the recent press release about purple and yellow plants, can you tell me some of the causes of why producers might be seeing purple corn?
Well, as time goes on here, it's probably going away in many places where it's been visible. The basic cause of purple of corn turning purple is that sugars build up in the plant, and some hybrids, there's actually a strong genetic basis to this, will turn some of those sugars into a purple pigment. Anthocyanin is the pigment, and it just makes the plant purple, and it can be fairly purple. All the leaf area that on the plant can look like it isn't a green plant anymore. Of course, we see colors like that in some of our vegetables and so on, and so it's not some really exotic foreign thing that we see in corn. It's just that when growing conditions are very good, we often don't see any trace of this purple color in the spring when crop starts to grow.
And you mentioned the buildup of sugars. What causes these sugars to build up, and what kind of planting conditions usually result in purple corn?
What we normally see when corn is purple early in the season is that the root system's not growing very well. That can be very dry surface soils, and we've seen it really purple when the surface soils are dry. It can be lack of phosphorus, and historically, a lot of people have said, well, that means there's low phosphorus in the soil. In fact, when the roots aren't growing very well or aren't working very well, they don't take up phosphorus very efficiently, and the plant can have a shortage even if there's plenty in the soil. And basically, the buildup of sugars means that the plant is working well. In other words, it's photosynthesizing and producing sugars, but it usually means that the sugars can't get out of the leaves. Or, and with the case of low phosphorus, that's because of a physiological problem. And in the case of just a lack of root growth, for example, it means that there's no place for those sugars to go. And until the roots get back to more normal conditions, including sometimes it just needs to rain, and we can get there. But cool temperatures, low soil moisture, or even high soil moisture in some cases, just a root system that doesn't work very well is enough to make plants turn purple. The good news is that we typically see this only down when the plants have, oh, three or four leaves, and after that, then the roots have to grow to get the plant to growing and to take up more water. And normally, as the soils warm up and either we get rain in a very dry soil or we actually get the soils to dry out when they're very wet, then we see that purple color go away really quickly, and the plants are a normal green. And I would guess it's just disappeared over the last week in a lot of fields where it looked like a terrible problem a week ago. As far as we know, that purple color doesn't do any damage by itself. That pigment the plant produces isn't toxic or anything, and I suspect that most fields later in the season, nobody remembers that they were purple early on, and it doesn't have much lasting effect. Now, having said that, if there are conditions like excessive soil compaction or this kind of thing that's going to keep the root system small, it's possible that in some of those areas, depending on the weather we get later on in the season, that the areas that looked really purple end up not doing very well. That's not because they turned purple. It's just because the purple color showed that there was a soil problem there and a crop problem related to a soil problem, and that it never got solved during the season.
Now we've talked about purple corn. You say it doesn't affect yield too much and that there's really not a whole lot to worry about as a farmer. How about the yellow corn? What causes corn to turn yellow, and what should producers know about their corn when it does turn yellow?
If it turns yellow early in the season, we often say that a couple cool nights or even a single cool night is enough to have the crop lose some of its green color the next day. In the bright sunshine, When planting is late, like it was in most fields this year, that's not really been the issue. And if we see crops, especially after a stretch of some warm days with some sunshine, that are still looking yellow, then we worry that nitrogen deficiency is the concern. Both cool temperature yellowing and nitrogen deficiency are related to just lack of chlorophyll, or the green pigments that take in sunlight and can help the plant convert it to sugar. So pale yellow or yellow color means, or pale green or yellow color means, in general, that photosynthesis is not working very well, and these plants really don't have a chance to grow as fast as they should be growing. Of course, because we put nitrogen fertilizer on, and we normally want to do the best job we can of getting the nitrogen to the plants, our first thoughts are often turning towards, well, should we go put more on, or what can we do to help the crop take up more nitrogen? Because nitrogen seems to be the problem. Well, nitrogen uptake may well be the problem, but in this case, or certainly in most fields this year, the problem again goes back to the root systems that have either been sitting in water in some fields, a little bit underwater in some fields. But it's mostly a problem of the roots not being able to get to the nitrogen that's there. Now, when we have a lot of rainfall, like we've had in many areas this year, after we put nitrogen on, it can move some of the nitrogen deeper into the soil. And we know that that can happen. We expect that that's the biggest problem here, is that nitrogen is, though, simply not getting to the root system fast enough to keep the plants nice and green. It takes some patience here, but if we wait, and I see this now here in eastern Illinois and in the northern part of the state, where the soil's dried out a little bit, and many of the fields have really taken off, and the crop color is really pretty good in areas where the soil oxygen, and I say that when oxygen is the problem, and that just means that the amount of air that's in the soil so the roots can actually breathe and do their thing, when that problem gets solved, then something like nitrogen deficiency will often solve itself as well. The big question that a lot of people have is, did some of that nitrogen I put on early, did it go away? You know, was it lost due to the large amount of water that fell on our fields? And the worry that even if the plants turn green now, do they have enough nitrogen to last them through the rest of the season, or should I go put some more on? And that's a tough question in many ways. If we get some drying weather and get a good root system going on these crops, they're going to be able to go down and take up water from deeper depths in the soil, and that water will carry nitrogen with it. Even if we think the nitrogen is lost, a lot of that we think is lost is probably deeper in the soil than it would be otherwise. And if the root system can get to it, we still have a good chance to take it back up. Now, we've lost nitrogen through tile lines, but we have to remember that most of that came from nitrogen that was left over after our very poor crop in most areas last year with the dry weather. And some of that nitrogen was just poised there and primed to kind of go out the tile lines as soon as they started to run. Most of that is not coming from nitrogen that we've put on as fertilizer either last fall or this spring. But it's still possible in some of the wettest areas that there's been, where there's been water standing and so on, that we could have lost some nitrogen now to denitrification, which means that it turns into a gas and simply leaves the field. And if we'd know that that's happened, why, that would be the place where we might consider a little bit of extra to put on to make sure the plant has enough through the season.
Now, should farmers who have experienced yellow corn, whether they have added additional nitrogen or not, should anybody be expecting lower yields because of the yellow corn?
That's a really good question. Some people think that if the crop ever goes deficient, why, it's going to have a long-lasting effect. Certainly, by the time the crop gets knee-high, we don't want to see it yellow because it needs all the sugars that it can make at that point. And yellow corn doesn't use the sunlight very well and simply can't be very productive. If a crop just stays yellow the whole season, in fact, it's not going to yield very much at all. It's just not any good at doing what the plants are supposed to do. So if it was a temporary thing, and by the time the crop was a foot tall or so, it seemed to return to normal green color, I don't think that a short period, a week or 10 days of being yellow early in the season is going to make very much difference. Some of this will have to do with how the season goes. We always say that, but it's really true. If we get good rainfall and good conditions through the season, our soils are also going to produce some nitrogen from the organic matter that's in them. And I'm optimistic that the crop will be fairly well supplied as long as we don't return to these really wet conditions. When it gets really wet on a corn crop any time during the season, the roots just stop functioning, and nitrogen deficiency, especially during these times now when the crop is above a knee high, it's taking nitrogen up very quickly, and it can show deficiency really, really quickly. In most cases, that's again not a problem of not having nitrogen in the soil. It's just a problem of the root system struggling to take that nitrogen up. And when root systems don't work very well, plants don't work very well. And it doesn't have to be that way very long to have an effect on yield.
Now, what would you suggest, if you can suggest, a way the farmers can prepare their soil and maybe prevent this discoloration of their corn during the growing season?
Well, getting nitrogen to the crop and having it there when the crop uptake starts in earnest, that's what we really need to do. Most producers do a very good job of that. Some that have put on the whole amount of nitrogen in the fall are sometimes seeing that there's some deficiency in the spring, and they might want to consider reducing that rate, or even eliminating it in some cases and putting more of their nitrogen on in the spring. The plain fact of the matter is the closer we put nitrogen on the field, at closer to the time the crop needs it or starts taking it up, the more efficiently nitrogen is going to be used and the less chance we're going to have for deficiency.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add in terms of purple corn or yellow corn?
Well, I think as we've usually seen, the purple corn problem solves itself. If it hasn't, well, then I'd certainly start to look around in the roots, look at roots, dig up plants, see what's going on. But that one doesn't concern me very much. It sort of induces panic when people see that for the first time in a whole crop that looks like it's supposed to be green, but it's hardly any green showing out there. But I wouldn't worry too much about that one. It will pretty much solve itself. The yellow color, again, if it's a temporary one, if the soils are very wet, I would simply wait till they dry up or dry out some to see. There is a little bit of a quick reaction, and it's an understandable one where people say, "Well, I don't know if I need it, but I'm just going to put some on." And we've had people talking about, say, foliar applications by air onto a pale-looking crop, foliar nitrogen applications. People do give those credit for greening the crop up. I suspect in many cases the crop was going to green up anyway, or alternatively, if it stays really wet, it may not green up at all. The amount of nitrogen we're putting on a crop with an aerial application of a gallon or two of foliar nitrogen fertilizer is so small, it's barely a day's worth of nitrogen. And so it's always often something that we probably do to make ourselves feel better, but just numbers-wise, it doesn't go very far towards feeding the crop the nitrogen that it needs. These are all only a concern when we get weather like we had this year. Last year, of course, it forgot to rain, but the crop color was just outstanding, and the roots had access to all the nitrogen that they needed, and I don't think we had much deficiency at all. So it's a wet season phenomenon, and one that we hope doesn't come around very often. But And the solution that is, well, let's just go put more nitrogen on. We always have to think about that one very carefully, and whether or not that's the real problem.
Are there any consequences to those farmers who maybe jump the gun a little bit and over-apply nitrogen to their corn?
Well, the main consequence is probably not going to be very visible to producers, except for the cost. More nitrogen we put on that the plant doesn't end up taking up, of course, can be lost to the environment, and that means the tile drainage or some other way that nitrogen exits and exits the soil, and we don't really like to do that. We don't like to take expensive nitrogen and feed it into the river. That's the main consequence, and of course the economics of that doesn't work out very well either. I think everybody just needs to be very reasonable about this, not to overreact and say, well, nitrogen is the solution to all the problems we see out there. In many cases, the conditions improve, the crop turns green, and it may not make all that much difference whether we rushed out and put more nitrogen on or not. So let's be patient, watch the crop carefully, try to time what we do and have good justification for doing what we do, other than just saying, well, I had to do something and all that occurred to me was to go put some more nitrogen on, even though I've got plenty out there. Most of the nitrogen we think that was put on this spring is still there, hard as it is for people to believe, but we have a study in Western Illinois that's had, what, 17 inches of rain on it between the time the nitrogen was applied in early April and the time we took samples the first week of June, and we still found that most of that nitrogen that had been applied was still there. So it's probably not going down or out as fast as people think it is, and they might keep that fact in mind as well.
Well, Mr. Knopfsinger, thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'll let you get on with your day, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye.